Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about a sale of land for building a house, or a person who was contracted to build a house. What does he have to provide in terms of size? Mishnah says, Hamochin makom lachavero libnot bo bayit. If somebody sells a lot of land to his friend in order that so his friend could build a house on that piece of land, so the house was mentioned in the sale. And if somebody was a contractor, he accepted the whole job to build a house for his friend, so he has to provide a certain type of house and a certain amount of land for that house to be built upon. But each type of house has a different minimum. Bet hatnut libno, ubet almenut libito, bone arba amot al shesh. If a person accepted the job to build a newlywed house for his son, in those days, they would build a home right near their own house for their son to stay in. Or a bet al menut lebito, or lo alenu, his daughter was married and passed away. So she now wants to come back and live with them. So they wouldn't put her back into the normal house. They would build her a small room, like a one-room house, that she would be next to her parents. So that house has to be bone arba amot al shesh. It has to be built 4 amot by 6 amot. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, a 4 by 6 amot house, very small house, one room that they would live in. Rabbi Ishmael omer, refet bakar huze, harotze la'asot refet bakar bone 4 amot al shesh. Rabbi Ishmael disagrees. He says, that house is so small that you're talking about for a newlywed or for a bet almenut or for a woman who's a widow coming back to her parents. That type of 4x6 house, that's enough to for a stable, for an animal. But if you want to, and that's what you would do. If you were building a stable for somebody and you accepted a contract to build a stable, it would be a 4x6 structure. But a newlywed or a widow, they would need bigger than that. Ishmael doesn't say how big he thinks it has to be, but it has to be bigger than 4x6. Bayit katan shesh al shemoneh. If somebody was contracted to build a small house, that's what it was called, then the seller has to provide land and build a house that was 6x8 amot. Gadol shemoneh al esed. If someone was contracted to build a big house, that house has to be 8x10 amot. That's what the seller has to provide him. 8x10 amot of land and a house on top of that. Teraklin esed al esed. If he was contracted to build a mansion, for an official, then the house and the lot have to be 10x10 amot. How high does the house have to be if someone's contracting? Rumo kahatzi orko bechatzi rohbo. According to this opinion, the height of the house has to be the length of the house plus the width of the house, cut in half, divided by two. So let's say I have a newlywed house or a widow's house. We said that has to be, according to the Rabbi Akiva, 4x6 amot. So we add those two measurements together, 4 plus 6, that's 10. So therefore, the height now is divided by 2, has to be 5. If you were talking about a small house, which we said is 6x8, so that's a total of 14, cut in half, the minimum height has to be 7. Bechule, so on, it applies to every single house. Re'aya ledavar hechal, and they bring a proof for this from the hechal in the Bet HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech. The hechal was 40 amot long and 20 amot wide, and 20 plus 40 equals 60. So therefore, the height is expected to be 30, which it was, and that's the formula we use, just like the hechal of the Bet HaMikdash was, that we know the height was that high, and based on that ratio, we use for all other homes as well. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hakol kibinyan ha'echal, says Rashbag. Is everyone going to build such a grand house with perfect proportions like the Echal of the Bet HaMikdash? Of course not. Bet HaMikdash was the best and greatest building in all of the land. You can't use the ratios of the Bet HaMikdash to provide the standard for people's construction of their own home. So argues Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he doesn't provide us an alternative, but we would understand that it's the common custom in that community. However homes were built, according to code, according to the zoning, then that's how the contractor would be obligated to build the height of the house for the person who contracted him.